Good morning.
We may want to turn that down just a little bit. a number of announcements. It's still pretty hard out there. Will my pastor turn down? Are we good? John's coming back. I'll try and talk softly for a little bit, which is really difficult for me. To start it off, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Woo! We have pens for all the dads, all the not dads that maybe want to be dads, all the guys. There's pens, and they're right underneath the television in the entranceway, and these pens are phenomenal. They got the cushy thing on so you can use it on your phone. Then that pops off. There's a pen underneath. Are these cool or what? You got compass on the top. It folds over, there's a light. I mean, you know, we spared no expense. And if you undo, hold on here. Oh, we're not done. If you undo this part, there's a pen there. That's not the part that's supposed to undo. This part's supposed to undo. Yes, 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 yes. And there's a screwdriver. Oh, and Phillips on the other side. I mean, we just went full bore with these pens. You can just make sure you get one. You do not want to be the dad without one of these. It beats the snot out of a tie. And thank you. Couple of things. Softball this week for those on the softball team. Games are at 8 and 9. We played this past week, and we showed up with force and vengeance. And when the game was over and the dust settled, we were actually ahead. It was pretty cool. It was a lot of fun. I hope to not play again. I almost couldn't walk the day after, so please, if you want to be on the softball team, you can have my place. We would encourage you to come out for that, but we're having a great time when we play Tuesday evening at 8 and 9 this week. A couple of things, a lot of people talking about Camp Odioquwa. I was down a couple of times to Camp Odioquwa, and they have a lot of trees down. Now, the good things. This is just an amazing thing. We had about 70 junior hires at camp last Monday night. And the storm came through, and it did its thing. When the dust settled, not one camper was injured, and one building got a little bump from a tree that was able to be repaired minimally. So it's just absolutely amazing with all of the trees that are down, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trees down at camp. But no one was injured. My man Jake Melrose chainsawed a path to be able to get vehicles to camp. I was told he was one of the leaders, so thank you to Jake and the fam for going and chainsawing away. And then stayed all day, cut down trees. He just had a blast. Just with everybody that helped out, and they got the kids back home, and it doesn't look like she's got PTSD, so I think we're good. She's smiling this morning. Just a praise for all of that. But there are a lot of trees down. Several of us went down yesterday and had a chainsaw party. I was talking to Roger Ream. Roger is going to try and go back down tomorrow and take his tractor to kind of clean up some of the mess we made yesterday with our chainsaws. And then hopefully continue that on. So if you're looking for a place to use your chainsaw, have we got an opportunity for you? You can talk to Roger if you're available tomorrow. He would appreciate the help with that. Now, looking forward, power came back on to most of camp yesterday. So Hopewell Hall and the water and the men's side, we have power. However, on the ladies' side and where the camp proprietor, the director and those, there's no power over there. There's a transformer between them, and it's not working. And so they have to come in and do some repair work there. We're hoping that that will happen either today, tomorrow, or Tuesday early. So we're planning on having junior week one is going to start on Tuesday evening at 4:30. So if you're signed up for that week, you can go down at that time and make it happen. I have every reason to believe that camp will be in full swing Tuesday evening. But there's also some juggling that's happening. And so keep that as a matter of your prayers. You can check the camp's Facebook page. They'll be keeping that up to date on what's happening and what's going on there. As I check the page, I'll copy it onto our Facebook page so that you can get it. But the camp's page probably is most the quickest. Okay. Now, we have to set all of that off to the side now. And we're looking to the future a little bit. And one of the things that's coming up in our church is that our building was put into use in 1972. Now, all of those who are doing math really, really quick, it's 50 years this year. So we want to throw a party. We want to gather together and celebrate that we've been in this building for 50 years. This is a long time. Nobody's clapping. I don't know why. I mean, this is awesome. We've been here for 50 years making a difference. I mean, that's just phenomenal. So we want to have a party. So in order to have a party, we have to plan a party. And we've kind of gotten several folks together to kind of get the ball rolling. And so on August the 14th is party day. So put a big X on August the 14th on your calendar. We'll have some special things during the worship service. We're going to have some type of a carry-in potluck lunch provided something or other at noon. There'll be things for the kids to do, and the adults will have something for you to play with as well. And so we're just going to have a great time together on that date. If you're interested in helping, because it's going to take a lot of folks to put this together and pull this off, we're going to have a meeting on Tuesday evening here at the church at 6:30. If you're interested, please come to that if you'd like to play a part, a role. If you can't make that time slot, see John Nixon or Joanne Ellsworth and let them know that you're interested so that you can be incorporated in to the planning of that as well. But we're real excited about this, and so looking forward to that. Again, that's August the 14th. We'll be having a 50-year celebration. Okay. Couple of prayer requests. One, continue to remember Bob Donaldson. He had a procedure this past week. Things went well. He's back home. But keep him in your prayers as he kind of recuperates and kind of gets his strength back, and hopefully things will continue to get better for him. Remember Camp O. Just a praise that none of the junior hires were hurt, and that ongoing safety. I mean, chainsaw parties are a lot of fun, but chainsaws are also dangerous, and trees falling and all of that. God has been very good and gracious to us. Just keep all that in prayer, and then junior week as it starts on Tuesday this week. And then remember those who've lost loved ones. We seem to be hitting a lot here lately. Want you to remember Yvonne Hoosier as she passed away yesterday. Keep that family in your prayers as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Our Father and our God, we're just awed by you. we see the forces of nature and the devastation that they can have, and at the same time we see some of the most beautiful sunrises and sunsets ever. And God, we don't always understand why things happen the way that they do, but we're thankful for your hand at work, and we're thankful that you protected all of the kids and all the staff at Camp Odioquo. We thank you that you protected buildings from getting squashed by trees. And man, there were so many trees, Lord. We just ask that you would be with Camp O, and Lord, that you would work with Monty and all the people there, that, Lord, they would be able to operate in safety, and Lord, get things put together so that camp can occur again in the midst of this natural wonder and disaster. And Lord, we give you thanks for all that you've done, and we have high hopes for what you have in store. Lord, just be with Camp O this weeks to come. And Lord, we think of those that have lost loved ones, and Lord, it's tender on our hearts. And Lord, we ask you to be with Yvonne Hoosier's family, and Lord, that you would be with them and encourage them and strengthen them as they walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, just watch over them as they make the plans and decisions that they need to make. And Lord, there are many in our midst, many families that have been touched by disaster. And we just ask you to be with them. There's loss of trees and yards that need cleaned up, and we just need your ongoing safety. And Lord, watch over us. And Lord, we think of our church, and as we bond and as we grow together, and Lord, we just need you here, and help us to help one another, help us to be there for each other, and help us to continue to grow together. And Lord, we thank you for a celebration, and we just ask God that you would be part of that, and that Lord, you would draw us closer to you as we join together in celebration. And Lord, just walk with us today. Continue to lift us up and build us up and give us reasons to praise your name for the things that you're doing in our midst. We ask that you would infuse our hearts with your love, that it would fill us up to the full and overflow on those that get near us. And Lord, just help us to be your witnesses in the world. Be with us this day. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take a moment and welcome one another this morning. Feel free to shake hands, bump fists, click elbows, smile, and we'll be good.
Good morning. We'll start our time of singing. Please stand. Yeah. We'll just play a little bit. Good morning, everyone. Please stand, and let's start our time of singing. Our first song is Great is the Lord, number 140, your hymnal. And you might want to use your hymnal to follow along this morning. Number 140, Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord, he is holy and just, by his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true, by his mercy he proves he is love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory, great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord, now lift up your voice, now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord, great is the Lord. We'll sing it over again. Great is the Lord, he is holy and just, by his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true, by his mercy he proves he is love. Great is the Lord and worthy of glory, great is the Lord and worthy of praise. Great is the Lord. Now lift up your voice. Now lift up your voice. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. Great are you, Lord, and worthy of glory. Great are you, Lord, and worthy of praise. Great are you, Lord. I lift up my voice. I lift up my voice. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Now turn with me to number 739. Why do I sing about Jesus? I think we have a multitude of reasons after the storm. Deep in my heart there's a gladness. Jesus has saved me from sin. Praise to his name, what a Savior, cleansing without and within. Why do I sing about Jesus? Why is he precious to me? He is my Lord and my Savior, dying he set me free. Only a glimpse of his goodness, that was sufficient for me. Only one look at the Savior, and was my spirit set free. Why do I sing about Jesus? He is precious to me. He is my Lord and my Savior, dying he set me free. He is the fairest of fair ones. He is the lily, the rose. Rivers of mercy surround him. Grace, love, and pity he shows. Why do I sing about Jesus? Why is he precious to me? He is my Lord and my Savior, dying he set me free. Fine voice this morning. Please be seated. Our scripture this morning is taken from the book of Psalms, and we're going to look at number 96, Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to his glory, or the glory due his name. Sorry about that. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound in all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant in everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for your precious, precious word.
this time, if the kids want to come on down, we'll have our children's time this morning. All right, now we're going to do something a little different than we typically do on Sunday morning at these times. I need 4 volunteers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come on down. Now, one of the things that I love about kids is you ask for volunteers and they want to. Okay, now I need you guys to go downstairs and bring up a couch. No, I'm just kidding. That would be a terrible thing for me to do. Actually, there is a wire strung across, and I want you to walk across the top. You know, a lot of times we volunteer and we don't know exactly what we're getting into. So here's what I want you to do. The 4 of you, I need you to pick a leader. So pick a leader. Who's going to be the leader? You're going to be the leader. Wonderful. I need you to stand right here. Okay. And then my helpers are going to come and help me because decided that you would like to be blindfolded. I heard you say that. And so I want to blindfold you. Okay. And so now what I want you to do then is to parade around the church. Are you ready? 1, 2, oh, wait a minute. If you parade around the church, you're liable to run into something. So that won't work. And if we have a leader, how are you going to follow the leader? How are we going to make this happen? Well, I have an idea. So here, I want you to take a hold of that, and then I want you to grab onto this. This is a rope. Hold on, you got too much rope. There we go. And hold on to the rope so that you can follow the person in front of you. So I want you to take them on a little trek. Just make a circle and come back to me, okay? Don't go real fast because everybody has to make all the bends and they're blind. They can't see a thing. Now, while they're doing that, I want to ask you a question. How tough is it to follow a leader? How difficult is it for them to be able to follow her around? They seem to be doing okay. Would you like to be in that? Would you have raised your hand to volunteer for that? What happens if the leader wants to run you into the wall? Could the leader run you into the wall? Would you know? No, you'd run right into the Lord. So you have to put your trust in the leader in order to be a good follower. So which is easier? Is it easier to follow or be a leader? What do you think? It's easier to follow because if you're the leader, you have to be careful that you don't run everybody else into a wall. Okay, you can stop and you can take off your blindfolds and you can have a seat. Thank you for being our little object here this morning.
I could see a little bit.
You could see a little bit. Yeah, that's okay. I didn't want anybody running into anything. You see, when we are able to follow, even though we had the rope and we're blindfolded, we could follow the leader around in the circle. Kind of reminds me of Jesus and his followers. Jesus told his followers to follow him wherever he went. Now, he asked them, he said, will you be my disciples? Will you follow me? And Jesus responded in this conversation a little bit odd. He said this. He said, foxes have holes to live in, birds have nests, but the Son of Man doesn't have a place to even lay his head. He meant that following him is the best thing we could ever do, but it might not be easy. Like our volunteers, we don't know what he'll ask us once we dedicate to him, but if we hold his hand, hold on to the rope, trust his guidance through the Holy Spirit, he will help us through this life. There's a song by Aaron O'Donnell that says, hold on to Jesus, and I wanted to share the words. It says, I wish I could protect you from the worries of this life. But if there's one thing I could tell you, it's no matter what you do, hold on to Jesus, because he's holding on to you. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for holding on to us. Thanks for allowing us to talk with you so that, Lord, we know you hear us, and Lord, that you'll lead us, and we want you to do that each and every day of our lives, and we thank you for the great things that you're doing. Help us to hold on to you as you hold on to us. In your name we pray. Amen. Don't move. It's the dollar offering. So if you want to go ahead and get your bucket, we do a dollar offering once a month if you've not been in the midst of our chaos. It's called the dollar offering because we ask folks to donate a dollar. It goes to dig wells in India and Bangladesh. They love change. That makes a lot of noise in the buckets. That's a good thing, too. If you have a dollar, wave it. They will come find you. They're really good at that. And then they bring it up and put it in the well of hope up front once they get things situated. Wow, kind of looks orderly this morning. All right. Oh, thank you. You know, it's so cool to stand down front and see people with waiting for specific kids to come by and waving their dollar all of the sudden, and it's just so cute so that all the kids get some. It's just wonderful. Yeah, you can put your money in and then set your bucket back there on the pew. All right. Okay, careful on the steps. Good job. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. That was just wonderful. Good job. Cool. That touches my heart. What a neat thing. As we continue in our worship this morning, I'm going to ask if our ushers will come forward and we'll have our offering today. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father and our God, it's such a blessing to see the kids. It's such a blessing to see them participating in the service and being excited about doing their part, and that's just so awesome. And we thank you for your people and their dedication to you and to the furthering of your kingdom. And Lord, for the wells that are being dug in India and Bangladesh that we're able to help out with, that people can have the basic necessities of life, and that's just so awesome. Thank you for that. Lord, we also thank you for the things that you're doing, and Lord, for the camp, and for just being able to gather here this morning when so many places are without power. And Lord, we just thank you for being with us and your protection. And Lord, we come before you just, we're going to take up this offering, and it's for the furthering of your kingdom. Assist us to walk in your wisdom, to hear your voice, and be your obedient followers, your ambassadors to a world. Lord, may your blessing be upon each family that is gathered here. Assist us as we unite together in the furthering of your kingdom. May you bless this offering. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because God is near. He's the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found. Ever since God's been around, His love has put me at the top of the world. Something in the wind has earned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. And the leaves and the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All we need will be ours if we believe. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found. Ever since God's been around, His love has put me at the top of the world. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found. Ever since God's been around, His love has put me at the top of the world.
Thank you so much, Winnie. I love to sing. I love to sing in the shower because I sound better. My dad was a man that I'll always honor and respect. And I love him dearly. And when it came time in the worship for singing, our worship service was such that the singing came before the offering, kind of like it does here. And so he always took up the offering, and he never sat with us till later in the service. And my mom played the organ, so we, my brother and my sister and I, we kind of drifted through the congregation. You just never knew where we were going to show up. But my dad was always out there with the other gentlemen of the church, and you never heard him sing. And so on one particular Sunday, in my mind comes to is fresh in my mind, he actually was sitting with me on a Sunday morning when we were singing hymns. My dad cut loose, and it was awful. I mean, I couldn't tell whether he was singing a song or whether he was howling at the moon. I mean, it was terrible. Upon growing up, there were two or three gentlemen gifted with that same amount of singing ability, and they did threaten to sing special music once. They took up an offering, and we built a new building. okay, that might have been a little bit of a stretch. But, you know, there's an amazing thing that I've learned as my connection with God grows over my lifetime. And even with my dad singing, that's just not real melodious. He sang with his heart. And I think God hears when we sing, with our hearts. And that's what makes all the difference. And then if what comes out of our mouth is melodious, on tune, or whether it's in the key of R and goes downhill, it really doesn't matter, because God's interested in the attitude of our heart, not necessarily the vocalization of our words. And we need to understand that there's something special about singing. There's so much in our world and so much in our lives that we kind of categorize, and if I can't sing as good as Winnie, then I can't do special music. If I can't sing as good as so-and-so, it's best for me to keep my mouth shut. And this morning I'm here to tell you that no, that is not true. Matter of fact, I think my clicker is missing, and it's because it's not any place I can find. Okay, so we're going to have fun, Lynn. Lynn's going to be my clicker for this morning. And so if you put up the next slide, I've got 11 reasons that singing releases, that singing is good for, the benefits of, from a place called lifehack.org. So let's walk down through them. The first of those is singing releases endorphins. No, go back. I can't read that fast. Okay. My wife has such high expectations of me. Singing releases endorphins and oxytocin. Oxytocin. That word. Now, this word, this I'm no doctor. I can't even pronounce it. But they call that is the cuddle hormone. It's released when you snuggle. Now, it doesn't matter if you snuggle with your little one or you snuggle with your spouse. It's the same chemical. It's known to decrease stress and anxiety. They make us feel better, and they actually have been shown to decrease pain. Singing releases them. Number two, singing improves your IQ. We could all use this. Studies have found that singers and musicians have typically higher IQs than non-musicians. Singing can improve your overall brain function and help you think a little clearer. So if you're having a tough time at work, sing a little melody and allow the brain fog to dissipate. Number three, singing leads to a longer life. I like this one. I want to break out in song. A Yale and Harvard study showed that for people living in New Haven, Connecticut, choral singing increased life expectancy. I'm already excited. Number four, singing lowers your blood pressure. If you've got trouble with blood pressure, break out in song just before you go into the doctor's office, and it can help. Case studies show that singing has a calming effect. Hospital patients often see their blood pressure lower as they sing hymns with their visitors. Number five, singing tones up your facial muscles, your diaphragm, and your intercostal muscles, these ones here. Proper technique of singing from the diaphragm strengthens your abdomen and back muscles. Your face muscles just get all kinds of a workout when you sing, and your face looks more energetic and lively. Who doesn't want a lively face? Your intercostal muscles, the groups of muscles between the ribs and that help form and move the chest wall, receive a positive workout when you sing. So cut loose with a melody and you'll feel better than pumping iron. Number six, singing increases empathy and understanding between cultures. Music can help us feel connected to one another, even across cultural divides. Singing songs that originated from other cultures kind of give us an appreciation of other cultures and help us empathize with them. Number seven, singing develops your lungs and gives you better posture. When you sing, you naturally sit or stand up straighter and get a better sound. Singing improves your lung capacity and helps you breathe a little easier. Those with COPD, let it rip. Join the choir. There's hope. There's hope. Number eight, singing brings people together and creates a sense of community. Singing in a choir or any type of group, it's a lot of fun. It's a bonding activity. Helps kind of a shared experience. Singing in a choir decreases depression in many adults. So if you're down and out, join a choir. Number 9, singing can help patients of Parkinson's disease. Number of studies showing singing can increase decrease the shaking, and it actually helps out in combating Parkinson's. It improves the vocal and the swallowing ability and strengthens that so that they can have higher quality of life. Number 10, singing improves your memory. I need to sing more. It seems like the older I get, I must be singing less. You can't always remember the lyrics of your favorite song, no problem. Singing requires you to use your memory. It begins to pull it into place. The next thing you know, you're finding out the words to the song, and then you remember them. It's an excellent way to keep your brain functioning as you age. Those in a nursing home should always have music going on. And lastly, number 11, singing can boost your immunity. And we all want that to happen. We all want a strong immune system. Singing goes with every season, the whole world's rational for singing. And I could stop right here and go home, and we would all have been fed and understand there's so much going on physically that we should just be singing all the time. And we should be. When we look back in history, there's a couple of things that always blew my mind. There were prophets, and they would travel, and as they traveled, they would find that a local village didn't have a copy of some book of the Bible. And so they would sit down and make them a copy. Can you imagine? How many here have memorized an entire book of the Bible? You know, like Jude, 3 Peter. Nobody? Really? Oh, y'all been challenged. But it's one of those things. They didn't have a book of the Bible, so they sat down and wrote them out a copy. And I'm like going, how do you do that? Well, I've learned some things since those days. And a couple things that I've learned is that Hebrew especially, when you read Hebrew, technically you're supposed to sing it. And so if you get used to singing it, how many songs do you know? 1,000? 2,000? 3,000 songs? I mean, you know, if I start singing Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Yeah, I got a voice just like my father's. It's okay. We all could join right in, you know, and there's song after song after song after song. We know the words, and it's the same way. They would go to these villages. They said, I don't have a copy of this book of the Bible. They could sit down and write it out word for word and basically give them an exact copy of Scripture because they knew the melodies and the songs that made it up. It's just an amazing, amazing thing. This morning, I've kind of entitled what I wanted to say this morning, sing, sing, sing. In the verses that we read, it says, sing a new song to the world, to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. And sing to the Lord, bless His name, sing, sing, sing. This song was probably written by David or Asaph. We've talked about him in some previous sermons. And because the words that are found in this song are found in a song sung by both of them, bringing the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem, there in 1 Chronicles 16, a song was written to tell the people, this is what we do when we get together in the Lord, we sing. So I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about why we sing. I mean, there's those obvious 11 countdown things, and there's some good logic and good rationale, case studies that have been part of it. But the Bible tells us to sing. So why is it in Scripture telling us to sing? So you can't leave the box, dear. You have to stay up there. I love you dearly. Oh, wait a minute. You already did that. That is the first point. Put it back. You confused me because you left. Okay. Now, the first thing I want to talk about this morning is we sing because God asks us to do. to do just that. In verses 1 through 3, sing to me a new song. Everybody ought to sing to me, says in verse 1. You ought to sing to let them know about the salvation he offers. You ought to sing to declare all the great things he's done. If his simple request isn't enough, verse 4 gives us a reason to sing. He says, you ought to sing because he is great. Second thing I want to talk about this morning is we ought to sing because God is great. I mean, it's pretty simple. I'm not going to go deep into these things because I think we can get them. God wants us to sing, and his greatness is why we want to sing. We can see his greatness in that all of the things that happened all around our world, and I'd like to take Camp Owen as an example, and all the trees that got pushed down, not one kid was injured. Not one cabin was destroyed. That's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. God is great. He is to be feared above all gods. We ought to worship him. The response of all that he's doing is to lift his name. And song is one of the ways that we do just that. The next one, we sing because he is real. He is above all other gods. He's just not dead wood carved or clay, silver or gold. Those dead things can't help us. We serve a living God. If you open up your mouth and let your vocal cords loose and sing to the Lord a new song. Verse 5 says, and you want another reason to sing, look up. Just look up at the sky. Look up tonight after the sun goes down and notice the stars, and he knows them each and every one. He knows them by name. He called them into existence. He put everything here for us as human beings to be able to flourish upon this earth. He gave to us everything that we need. Even in spite of the things that we have done, he created this world in such a way that the earth is even able to heal itself from some of the wounds of mankind. There's tremendous things that have been put together to make this world work, and it does, and he is truly an amazing God. The next one, we sing because he made the heavens. Job 38:7 tells us that while creation was happening, the morning stars sang together and the angels shouted for joy. We ought to sing because of the stars and because heaven, all of heaven sings. We ought to sing to the God that loves us, that created this place. The next one says we sing because he is beautiful. His splendor and his majesty before him. It means the being that created us is so incredible. He has an aura that radiates all around him because he's so beautiful. We should sing to the God that loves us. Can you imagine? God is so gorgeous. He glows. He's just so perfect. And all he asks, sing to us. Lift his name because he is beautiful. We sing because he's here. He's here with us. He didn't create us and walk away. He didn't put the world in motion and then go to heaven and say, I wonder what they're going to do with that. He wants to interact. He wants to be with us. He wants to be here, and he is. And he wants to know that we have a connection with him, that we are connected to him. He is here with us. The next one, we sing because singing is a means of worship. When we sing to God, we're worshiping the God that we sing to. And we need to understand that there's a connection there. It's not like a song on the radio. It's not like, pick your individual singing. There's a connection with God when we sing songs about him and to glorify him to him for what he's done for all of us. We sing because he reigns. Wow, she's been doing so awesome. We sing because he reigns, he is sovereign, he made us, he's large and he's in charge. One of the things that I've seen in the world in which we live, you've probably heard of Kim Jong-un, the people of North Korea actually are mandated to sing to their dictator, to sing to Kim Jong-un. He's their god. And recently he lost a little bit of weight. Now, the thing is, some of his people became upset and actually mourned and wept because he was less large. They really worshiped their dictator. He made them sing. Our God is a God that loves us, and he is huge, all-encompassing, and he is a God that wants us to sing about him because he reigns in this world. Ninth, we sing because he judges fairly. He will never unfairly treat us. He'll never lose his cool. He'll never allow his anger to overcome what he does. It's not that God doesn't feel anger. It's that God does not allow anger to be in control of him. And he makes the right decision all the time. He's trustworthy. He's reliable. He's predictable. He's consistent, and we can count on him. We trust him because he judges fairly. Next, we sing because all of creation was made to sing. Look at verses 11 and 12. It says, "Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and all that fills it resound. Let the fields and everything in them celebrate. Then all the trees of the forest will shout for joy." All of it is talking about praising the God that loves us, to sing, to vocalize, to share with one another. All of creation. Wouldn't you just love to hear the rocks cry out? I'd like to hear some of their voices to see what they sound like. I mean, I've been in movies where trees talk and some different things, and that's kind of interesting, but wouldn't it be cool to be there when all of creation sings to their Creator? We were made to sing and give praise. We sing because he's coming again. Things are not always going to be the way that they are right now. Someday, all that is wrong will be paid for. Someday everything will be made right and will be made perfect. And I believe when he returns, there will be a shout that goes up. There will be singing, because this is how we vocalize the world in which we live. And when God comes, I talk about a gasp. I think when we see God coming in the sky, it's just going to be a natural response, and then we can just cut loose in song. Then we can just cut loose in praise, because when we see that which we've worshipped for so long, when we see the visual image of God coming and gathering his people to take, I just get chills. He will come again. He will receive us. He will judge the world with righteousness. He will judge rightly, and his peoples with faithfulness. He will do that which needs to occur. We will sing because he will judge the world. It will be part of what happens when he gets here. He'll judge based upon our faith in his son. I'm tickled pink that I'm not going to be judged on my merit. I'm so glad that I'm not going to be judged. When Christ returns, he's not going to look down and say, "Well, Arnie, yeah, I'm not so sure the scales are tipped in the right way. And you did some good stuff. You did go to camp. You did whine about it. So, you know, I don't know, maybe that offsets." And it's not that way at all. God doesn't have a scales. God looks to Jesus and he goes, "Do you accept that?" And for me, it'd probably be just that way. "Do you accept that?" And Jesus will smile and start to shake his head no just a little bit and then smile again and say, yeah, he's one of mine. And that's what we get judged on. We get judged on whether or not we're one of Jesus' kids. We get judged on whether we know him as Savior or not. And if we know him, it's well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into paradise. And if we don't, then he just shakes his head no. And God's judgment comes out. That's when the scales comes out. And we'll be found wanting. You know, the world in which we live is a proving ground. God shows his strength and his love for each and every one of us. And how will we respond? Will we bust forth in song? Will we cut loose like we're in the shower and no one can hear? Just in case you want to know, you sing in the shower, everybody knows. But even at that, making beautiful music to God is merely singing with our hearts and connecting to the God that loves us. Sing, sing, and then sing some more. It's a beautiful thing. It connects us to the God that's made us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would continue to be with and walk with us. And Lord, you are an amazing God that meets us where we are and encourages us forward. And Lord, help us to not be bashful about singing. I know sometimes I turn the air on and turn up the radio so that I can sing with full force because I don't want the neighbor's windows to break. I just want to praise you. And I want to not care whether I'm at a red light or whether I'm going down the interstate. I just want to sing and just be with you, and that's just so cool. We thank you for those times. We thank you for worship, and we thank you that we can just allow our hearts to break forth and communicate with you. And Lord, just help us to do that on an ongoing basis, because Lord, you desire that from us. Help us not to fall short. Help us to know you, that we can in turn make you known to those that we meet. Watch over us, Lord. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I invite you to stand and join me in the singing of our closing hymn, A Shelter in the Time of Storm. Are we on? Okay. We're going to sing A Shelter in a Time of Storm. We're 693. For many of us, we had quite an experience this week with a storm. See if the words of this song have more meaning to you or not. The Lord's our rock, in him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
As we go from this place, may God's hand continue to be upon us, that our hearts might truly sing out to Him, that we would praise Him and honor Him for all that He has done. May He go with us from here to take Him to a world that needs to hear more about Him. Amen.